Former U.S. Border Patrol agent pleads guilty to defrauding taxpayers. Texas border business. U.S. Attorney's Office, Western District of Texas. Del Rio, Texas. A former U.S. Border Patrol agent pleaded guilty in a federal court in Del Rio today to defrauding the U.S. government by spending his official duty hours running a personal business while submitting time cards and collecting biweekly government paychecks, announced U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Texas, Justin R. Simmons, in support of the Trump administration's task force to eliminate fraud. According to court documents, in addition to being a USBP agent, Ramon Heriberto Cerda Jr., 41, of Eagle Pass, owned and operated a business known as El Eagle Mail. On multiple dates in February and March 2025, Cerda was observed at his residence during scheduled work hours despite his duties requiring him to be in the field. To further observe Cerda's activities, the FBI installed two surveillance cameras beginning on April 22, 2025. One providing a view of his home and the other providing a view of the El Eagle Mail business, located approximately 15 to 20 minutes away. Between April 22 and June 28, 2025, surveillance showed Cerda remained at his residence until approximately 2 p.m. on weekdays, before traveling to the El Eagle Mail business where he remained until after 4 p.m. During the same time period, he submitted biweekly time cards reflecting that he worked for the USBP from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m., claiming a total of 399.58 hours of pay between April 22 and June 28, 2025. He received approximately $17,724.74 in pay for those reported hours. In addition to the surveillance video, the FBI obtained cell site location data for both Cerda's government-issued phone and his personal phone. Analysis of the data also indicated Cerda was located at or near his residence during work hours and showed a lack of activity consistent with traveling to the Eagle Pass USBP station to pick up a government vehicle for his assigned transportation duties. Additional investigative methods also corroborated the surveillance video. Cerda was indicted in October 2025 for 4 counts of wire fraud, 4 counts of false statement or representation made to an agency or department of the United States, and 3 counts of receiving stolen government money or property. Pleading guilty to 1 count of wire fraud, he faces up to 20 years in prison and a maximum fine of $250,000. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. The FBI is investigating the case. Assistant U.S. Attorney Joseph Duarte II is prosecuting the case. On April 7, the Department of Justice announced the creation of the National Fraud Enforcement Division, Fraud Division. The Fraud Division is laser-focused on investigating and prosecuting those who commit fraud against the American people. The department's work to combat fraud supports President Trump's task force to eliminate fraud, a whole-of-government effort chaired by Vice President J.D. Vance to eliminate fraud, waste, and abuse within federal benefit programs.